Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Hermeck, your host, and we're beginning the holiest week of the church year. We are at Holy Week. We celebrated Palm Sunday yesterday. We're going to walk the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's such a critical time each year in the life of the church, and we'll make our way to Holy Thursday night when Lent ends and the Triduum begins, the 3 days leading up to the three holiest days of the church year, our Lord's passion, his death, and his resurrection, the greatest thing that the world has ever seen, that has ever experienced, and the greatest revelation of God and God's nature and God's triumph and his victory and his plan for the human race. These are very precious days, and they are holidays as well. And so holidays can kind of steal sometimes the energy, you know, the time. And we've got so much energy dissipated in so many different directions. And our attention is focused on so many things and getting ready for the holidays and the rest that we can, some of the quiet time we could really use to be with the Lord, listening to the Holy Spirit, allowing the Holy Spirit to teach us more and more about Jesus and about the Father's love and about our call and the hope that the Lord wants us to internalize through this whole experience, even as we honestly, soberly look at the cost of the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, the cost of our sin, and the price Jesus had to pay in order to communicate to us the life of God and to free us from the clutches of the world, the flesh, and the devil, and the power of sin and death. Today, I want to take a look at Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 through 11. It was the second reading yesterday on Palm Sunday, the beautiful hymn. Many people consider it a hymn to the glory of our Lord Jesus, his passion, his death, his humbling of himself, and the Father's raising him to glory, his incarnation, his humiliation, one commentator said, and of course, his exaltation at the right hand of God the Father. And there's so much here to understand about God the Father, about Jesus centrally, and about us, and about what matters most in human life. This is the greatest act by the greatest man to communicate the greatest wisdom and to release the greatest power in the history of the world. Jesus shows us intimately and powerfully what matters most and what life on earth, really what it's about. What's the central value? What are the kingdom values that are communicated here at the apex of Jesus' time, his ministry here on earth? And there's so much we can learn. And so I'm going to begin today with a prayer. As we begin this Holy Week, Father in heaven, we thank you for the precious gift of your beloved Son, Jesus. And we ask you, together, all those who are listening today with one heart, Lord, Father, first we say thank you. Second, we ask that you help us understand through the power of the Holy Spirit, to understand your heart, to receive more of an experience of your heart and your love, and the joy you have for your beloved Son, Jesus. And the pride as a father to see the perfect way in which he gave glory to you and you give glory to him in this week. The whole drama of the relationship between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is being revealed. And we ask that you take us deep into it and that we can be conformed to the teaching, the image, the life, the way that Jesus is revealing to us now in these days. And we can hear the message, Father, the cry of your heart for you so loved the world that you gave your only Son. May he come to each of us. And then we also lift up, Father, in this week our loved ones, our spouses, our family members, our children, our grandchildren, our grandparents, extended family members who may be far from you at this moment. We place them in your hands and we pray for a miracle. It's a miracle for anyone to come to see and know in faith who Jesus is and what he's accomplished and who you are, Father. And here's the perfect revelation of who you are. And in this week, in this holy week, may holy graces go out across the whole earth, as we know they will, Lord, and across our family and touch the lives of those who most need to know you. Mother Mary, you're the spouse of the Holy Spirit. You walk this drama. You were there with greater union and intimacy with Jesus than anyone. We ask that you pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saints of heaven, pray for us in these difficult times. We also pray for peace in the world. In Jesus' name, amen. So here's the reading. Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking on the form of a slave. Coming in human likeness and found in human appearance, he humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend, of those in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let's just take a look at some of these elements of this beautiful hymn. Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, he was equal with God. He's the God-man. God sent his only son. His only son took on human form, became one of us, the second Adam, who became, Paul tells us, a life-giving spirit, so he could transmit the life, his power, the power that raised him from the dead, the power that allowed him in this moment to empty himself and to say yes fully to the Father's plan and to endure the suffering on our behalf. That's the power that he gives to each and every one who believes in him. That's why scriptures will tell us that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And that how do we overcome the powers of darkness? And Paul tells us through our faith, and our faith is trusting in what? In the person of Jesus, in the love of the Father, in the presence and the power of the Spirit in our lives. And to entrust our whole life to the promise of the Lord, to the imitation of who the Lord is here. Faith allows us to lay hold of and to acknowledge the truth about what's being revealed here about Jesus, the actual historical facts, the drama, his yes to God, what it means, all of that, and then to entrust our lives to it and to say, yes, Lord, we want to walk in your footsteps. We believe, we receive, and we want to walk in what you've accomplished for us. It's not just a historical fact that we're remembering, which we ought to remember as often as we can, what he's done for us. But it's not just a past deed, it's a reality. Jesus accomplished something in this moment, and an explosive transformation of power and life and the whole reign in the kingdom of Satan and his dominion and his rule has been broken, and he's made a way for human beings to now come and to share in the freedom and the sonship, the inheritance, the life, the glory that belongs to Jesus. So it's Jesus who was in the form of God, and the sacrifice that was offered by the God-man. This is the purest, most holy, most valuable sacrifice ever offered. Nothing can ever come close to it. And so there wasn't, as St. Paul tells us, the sacrifice of sheep and goats and doves and other kinds of things, which were a prefiguring or an anticipation of this ultimate sacrifice. None of that was pure enough, holy enough, great enough to cover the sins of the human race and to cleanse us of the stain of sin that keeps us separated from God. It's the Holy Son of God who came to make that possible. Though he was in the form of God, he did not regard equality with God as something to be grasped. His divinity was not something he felt he needed to assert or to show, but he took on humility. It's interesting, maybe the only place in the Gospels where Jesus actually describes dimensions of his character and who he is. He said, you know, come and learn from me because I'm meek and I'm humble of heart. It's amazing to think about that, isn't it? He's the most powerful person to ever have walked the earth. He now reigns in glory at the right hand of God the Father. All power in heaven and on earth now belongs to him. As he tells Pilate later this week, you know, his kingdom was not of this world. He could call down all the power, all the angels of heaven, and destroy all his enemies on earth. I mean, just an unimaginable amount of power. But who Jesus is at the core, he tells us, I'm meek and I'm humble of heart. Jesus focused on the heart a lot, and he does to this day. What's in the human heart? what's in your heart, what's in my heart. Jesus comes to transform our hearts, to conform our hearts to his, to make it like him. And so it's funny, Jesus emptied himself of the equality that he shared with God, his awesome divinity, as something to assert in some way here in this moment. And here human beings are, who are just creatures, are constantly asserting our egos and our image and our power and all the rest, which in itself is not much, right? But instead, what did Jesus do? He emptied himself, the kenosis, the self-emptying, and he became a servant. How did he become a servant? He took on human likeness. And he was found in human appearance, and he humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, death on a cross. And this, to me, is the critical message Jesus is telling us. And this is something I think, if we remember anything from this Lent and the teaching and the witness the Lord wants to give us and what he wants us to internalize, is this is the way to life, dying to oneself in the way Jesus did. He humbled himself. That means he didn't think badly of himself or something or beat himself up. He knew exactly who he was, but he didn't focus on who he was. He focused on the Father and doing the will of the Father, no matter what the cost. And his humility of heart, his gentleness of heart, his love, his passion, all of that, his kindness, it all gets revealed here, the loving kindness of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because as he's obeying the Father, his first orientation is there. It's to say yes to the Father's will. Jesus demonstrates for us, I mean, he really walks the walk. He says that essentially in the Gospels, he teaches us that obedience is the love language of heaven. And Jesus said, if you love me, you'll obey my commandments. Jesus obeyed to the point of death, to the absolute limit. Nothing's more important. That's the message he's saying to us, then, for us to radically obey the Father. And it makes absolute sense, no matter what the circumstance, because the Father knows us and he knows our needs. And the only safe place, friends, the only eternally safe place is in the hands of the Father, in the hands of the Lord, to live in the heart of God the Father the way Jesus did. Jesus could go this terrible way of the cross, but he knew he could trust his Father. What a source of strength. So if you're walking a narrow road, you're on a difficult path, you're struggling, you've got lots of trouble and pain and weakness, lean into the Father, trust the Father, obey the Father, follow Jesus' footsteps. And what happened to Jesus will happen to you. What happened to Jesus? God highly exalted him. He gave him the name now, which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, there's great power in the name of Jesus, friends. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bend. In those in heaven, on the earth, and under the earth, all the levels of reality that are there, every principality and power, everyone is going to bend the knee and acknowledge to the glory of God. They're going to confess it with their lips, even though they resist, even though the world resists. Everyone's going to say, Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus is the Savior. He is the anointed one of God. He is the Lord of all. All power and authority belong to him. And he did it all for the glory of God the Father. And the Father has exalted him to glory. So Jesus is now clothed in glory. And Jesus promises you a share in that glory if you say yes to him with all your heart and walk in his footsteps. God bless you, friends. I hope you can join me tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.